You tell me where you are, what's texting from, and the artist, and your name. You even start with your name and the location, and then you start which artist, female artist, you want to be on the Diva's top 10, and then. Now tell the one with me. Hello?
I'm a name for a DJ.
DJ is a female.
I see where up once and I can I invested too much business.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Relief from Mufurila's Kawana East as mortuary reconstruction begins. The Saka City Council completes a key drainage works at 7070 in Kanyama. And in African news, Ashoka's Kenyan lawyer killed in drive-by shooting in Nairobi. Residents of Bwana Nina Ward in Kawama East of Mufulira District, Copper Belt Province, have expressed their joy over the ongoing construction of a mortuary and mourners' shelter at Kawama Mini Hospital, a development they say was long overdue. One of the residents, Joseph Male, explains that although the hospital has been operational for over 4 years, the absence of a mortuary has forced the bereaved families to travel 2 to 3 kilometers to Kamuchanga Hospital.
Hospital tabeshi wefefio waashita wale shumu sikuweli ingi kwe kwa hale tulepe la wakamuchanga kwa hale miungu wapo kare vecha kwa sasa sisi wala tupangi la kumocha liapa au matuangusha kwa ifwe hilo te hapo peka we na kitchen ni wale panga pa hospital pa mwe swapa bali ambu kuteka kwa bantu.
And Bwana Nina Ward Councillor Ali Kikufuna as that the project are valued at over 2 million kwacha is being implemented by CLAD Investments under the 2025-2026 Constituency Development Fund, CDF.
We have got the hospital here. The hospital was constructed very recently. It has been in operation for the past maybe 3-4 years. So, the hospital has got all the facilities except that of admitting our patients. Reasons being that we are not having a mortuary. This time around, this is why it came to our thought that of course we should have a mortuary so that the hospital would be able to actually admit our patients. The hospital has been in operation for over 4 years.
The Lusaka City Council has completed the 70-70 drainage project in Kanyama, a significant milestone in efforts to mitigate flooding in the city. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the project involved excavating and lining 400 meters of drainage to greatly contribute to draining Kanyama, a historically flood-prone area. Ms. Mwamba Feather says other ongoing and priority drainage works include the Lady Diana drainage project, which is still underway and expected to be completed with the availability of resources. She indicates that works along Kalusha Walia Road are currently at 97% completion and will strategically improve the flow of stormwater once finished.
Other ongoing and priority drainage works include the Lady Diana drainage project, which is still underway and expected to be completed with the availability of resources, of course. Works along Kalusha Bwaga Road are currently at 97% completion and will strategically improve the flow of stormwater once completed. The local authority is also making progress in other areas, including the CBD Kolima Tower area, Tabombeki Road and Bembela Road, as well as the surrounding areas of East Park Mall and Arcade Shopping Mall, which are prone to flooding. In Kalundu drainage works being executed by the Zambia National Services, ZNS, are progressing well.
Nkana Water Supply and Sanitation Company says it is working to restore normal water supply in Kitwe. In an interview with Common News, Acting Director of Engineering, Benjamin Majuta, says the Bulangililo Water Treatment Plant is currently operating at reduced capacity due to ongoing repairs. Mr. Majuta has explained that the company is undertaking various maintenance works, including repairing damaged motors and pumps, installing new components, adding a standby pump and installing a new transformer to improve the power supply and support full pumping capacity. He assures that the company is committed to providing quality water and sanitation services to Kitwe residents and that the current challenges are being addressed to ensure a reliable water supply in the future. Luano District Commissioner Kills Meleki has described Zambia and Zimbabwe as inseparable partners bound by history and sacrifice. He said this when he received a delegation of